Let me also ask you, as we saw the indictment this week of Letitia James on questions of mortgage fraud. Also, Lisa Cook has been accused by the Trump administration of committing mortgage fraud as well. The journalism outlet ProPublica has actually published a story, and I want to show it up on the screen right now, that says that several members of the Trump administration have faced similar questions. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez DeRemer entered into two primary residence mortgages in quick succession. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has primary residence mortgages in New Jersey and Washington, D.C. Lee Zeldin, the Environmental Protection Agency administrator, has one primary residence mortgage in Long Island and another in Washington, D.C. How do you respond to critics who say that the Trump administration is engaging in a double standard here?
Well, I'd say two things, George. First of all, ProPublica is basically a left-wing blog. I'm not shocked that you found a left-wing blog that can attack members of the Trump administration. But second, and this is the most important, is what does the law say? Letitia James was indicted in a left-leaning part of our country, a part that voted very heavily against Donald J. Trump, for the crime of mortgage fraud. When I read the indictment, when I read the facts in the case, I see a person who committed mortgage fraud. Now, of course, the jury is going to decide whether she ultimately committed a crime. We don't try her. The administration doesn't try her. A judge tries the case, and a jury decides whether she's ultimately guilty. That is what is going to determine whether she goes to prison. I think we let the facts drive this. And George, that's what we've tried to do in the administration's Department of Justice. We've asked ourselves, has the person violated the law? And if that person has violated the law, then we decide to prosecute them. That's what the Department of Justice should do. It didn't do that under Joe Biden's administration. It does under Donald Trump's.